Time for Lighter Side, Lighter Side, brought to you by Farmington Bank. Christine Lee, what do you got brewing over here?
Forget helicopter parenting.
Yes?
The new trend.
What's helicopter parenting?
Oh, when you hover over your kid like, did you do your homework? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you get an A in science? I'm gonna follow you to the baseball field, and then I'm going to stay there while you practice.
You're bugging the crap out of your kid.
Make sure that you're safe. Are you okay? Do you have your pepper spray? Yeah.
Right. Yes, Mom.
All this stuff. The new trend
is
lawnmower parenting.
What's lawnmower parenting?
That's when you mow down any person or obstacle that might keep your kid from having the best life possible.
Oh, no. This is like a stage mom applied to everything
else.
Yes.
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 It's the stage parenting syndrome.
Oh, no.
And, you know, educators must deal with this crap all the time.
Yes.
Where the lawnmower parent comes in and says, I don't care what you think you know about what classes my kid needs to be in. I'm telling you, as a person with no educational background, where my kid belongs.
You will sit my kid in the front.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not want him in the back.
I mean, geez.
He needs to be engaged, and you will do it.
Speaking of kids, there's a movement on social media right now by teenagers to get their schools to stop making them give presentations at, you know, in the front of the class. Like, you know, they have to do these PowerPoint
public speaking.
Right.
Why? Yeah. What's the big deal?
Because public speaking can make them anxious.
Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, too bad for the little kiddies. They might get a little anxious. They might be challenged in life. Oh, that's an awful thing.
They might actually have to look up from their phones and stop texting. Steph, you're able to balance both being super into being online and looking people in the eye.
Right, of course.
Is it not hard? It's not
hard.
Most people of her generation can't communicate unless they're texting somebody.
Oh, please.
No, it's true.
She would know. It's her generation.
I mean, if you're really intelligent and you want to be, you know, involved in a conversation, you look up and you talk in their eye, and you look in their eyes.
When you're at a dinner table, whether at home or in a restaurant, do you have your phone there? Are you texting?
No, actually. My boyfriend gets very upset if the phone is at the table because it's our time.
Right. See that?
See?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have that rule that whoever checks their phone first pays the bill?
No, but we should. That's a good one.
Do you text during sex?
Come on.
Hold on, honey. I got to answer this. It's really important.
I got to like this on Instagram.
You're horrible.
And finally, you guys, if you hold your farts instead of just letting them rip, all right, your body will eventually release it through your mouth instead. So if you've ever been around someone with dragon breath or has a case of the Zaglies, Gary... Your breath smells zaggly like your...
What?
It's because they don't allow it out the other end.
Wow.
You need to let it go so that your breath is clean and those toxins are not in your body.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Doing good, Gary. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something about that thing you said last week.
Yes?
Well, I think... Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You tell Bob, be glad I let it out that way, because otherwise you'd be talking to me with bad breath.
All right.
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.